So what's up, what's up, what's up, Bishop Duke King Siege for Password LA, giving you the password on today. And today's password is going to be a little different, you all. Something that was not expected, but was definitely necessary. Sometimes, or too often, we forget that we have platforms and we have voices, and there are things that need to be addressed, things that need to be discussed, things that need to be talked about, conversations that need to be had, and narratives that need to be reshaped. That does mean that sometimes you're going to ruffle a few feathers, but hey, you know, had feathers not been ruffled, many of us would not be in the positions that we are today. So it's okay to ruffle a few feathers if it's going to invoke positive change and progression and challenge the status quo to do what's right by each and every single one of us. So today we're discussing the B. Well, you may ask, what is the B? The B in BET, Black Entertainment Television. The B in BET no longer stands for Black, and here's why. Since the acquisition of the BET network in 2001, there has been an inarguable disconnect from the very community that it once sought to serve, so it begs to pardon. BET, what's up? It's no secret that, you know, BET obviously was once a staple in the Black community since its incursion into the lives of just about every Black American family decades ago. It was this amazing ecosystem of quality Black programming that you just could not get anywhere else in the world. Finally, we could honor all of the Black talent snubbed by the major award shows and be privy to performances that would otherwise not be available. BET's influence on Black culture rivaled that of Soul Train, and in the blink of an eye, it was the hottest thing on network television. BET was where you went to get your reality show fix. You know, it was, you know, whether it was College Hill or Keisha Cole's The Way It Is, and also where you went to check in with Sita. You remember the Around the Way Home girl that had to be like the dopest avatar ever. BET was also where you tuned in to catch the hottest Black videos on the planet and sometimes be privy to the exclusive behind-the-scenes music video access courtesy of Access Granted. And of course, the unforgettable 106 and Park Teen Summit and a host of amazing programming that just made you uber proud to have melanin skin. This celebration of Black music culture, however, would be short-lived due to an acquisition that took place in 2001. Now, when word spread of Bob Johnson making a whopping $3 billion from the deal, making him the first Black American billionaire, everyone was excited for him. And this was most certainly cause for celebration, but if we knew what lay ahead, we most certainly would not have been clapping so loudly. Anytime an acquisition takes place, there is almost inarguably going to be lots of changes. Sometimes these changes are progressive, and too often they are not. Especially when dealing with Black culture, as it's very difficult to understand, manage, and be connected if one hasn't fully immersed themselves into a complete and total comprehension of who we are, how we think, and most importantly, our magic. We've witnessed countless scenarios where a predominantly Black entity, product, or brand was overseen by a team of professionals for whom there was a total disconnect. I recall booking talent for a major TV show and having a dialogue with the president of the network, and I was getting pushback, and I could not for the life of me figure out why, until I had a conversation with her. When we spoke, it almost felt as if I was being punked by Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher punking me. Nah, that's not what it was. Initially, I was excited to present some of the biggest names in urban music as candidates for the show. I now found myself almost 3 weeks later still explaining who these megastars were to a group of well, very paid executives who knew absolutely nothing about Black music outside of Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Chaka Khan, and Stevie Wonder. So it begs the question, why BET continues to hire Black agencies to handle Black cultural affairs? It's a safe bet to say that the CMT Awards would most certainly never hire a predominantly black publicity or marketing agency to handle its biggest night on television. So why BET? The CMT Awards, without question, will be forced to recognize Lil Nas X this year. But remember in 2010 when Rick Ross refused to perform at the Soul Train Awards because Eminem won for Best Rapper, yes, at the Soul Train Awards. And hey, listen, I'm all for diversity and inclusiveness. It is at the core of who I am. However, there is an issue that we need to address and be solution oriented. It's so infuriating. And be solution oriented, or we risk losing the biggest black network in the history of television. I've received so many calls and texts from major black talent, journalists, and publicists who are all key figures in entertainment expressing their distaste for how they've been treated by the very network that was designed to support them. We've seen this happen time and time again, but when is enough enough? The recent red carpet incident with black journalists vying for a moment to speak with Halle Berry, only to be shunned by her publicist, who is also non-black, is clearly indicative of a much larger and ongoing problem. BET, you were once the thing that inspired us, made us proud, and put a new swag in how we rocked our melanin. So what happened, BET? BET, what's up?